Representative Chapman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have three questions. The first is, what part of the industry benefits from a marketing success? That is to say, if you're measuring the success, are you measuring it with respect to the different segments of the industry?
We feel very strongly that success, if we increase demand, that will be felt throughout the industry, from the fishermen through the dealers. We, you know, see it in the winter when there's more demand than supply, the price goes up, and it goes up to the fishermen as well as the dealers.
But you're not tracking that specifically, then? You're not tracking how much better it works for the dealers versus the processors versus the fishermen versus the wholesalers, et cetera?
Not on an annual basis. That, I think, will come in the four-year review that's towards the end of the program, or hopefully not the end. But.
My second question is the information that you collect, is that in the public domain, or is it proprietary?
Most of our information is public domain. We want to be as transparent as possible. The only things we keep proprietary are, you know, some of the very specifics about our marketing programs, negotiated rates with some of our partners, things like that. But our research and all that type of information is public.
Good. And my last question, I'm sorry, I was a little late coming in. You might have answered it, but what is a Maine lobster? And in particular, does it have to be caught in the Maine waters and processed in Maine, sold from Maine? Is that what a Maine lobster is, or can it be caught someplace else, processed here, or can it be caught here and processed somewhere else? Could you clarify that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and one we actually haven't handled in the board. But what we've said in the past, although it hasn't, you know, been actually written down and defined, is a lobster caught by a licensed Maine lobsterman. So it could then be processed here. It could be sent someplace else. But that is the Maine lobster. But we do get into, without having a traceability system in place, we do get into difficulty if a lobster is caught here and processed in Canada and sold back into the United States because of the country of origin labeling. So it comes back sometimes as product of Canada, sometimes as product processed in Canada, caught in Maine. It's a little bit of a confusing system, which is one of the reasons we want a more specific traceability in place. Or process them all here.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's
easier. But yeah, and I'd add to that the following. You know, when, and I've had people, maybe somebody here has experienced it, when you go out into the marketplace, particularly if you're on a cruise line or, you know, a big purchaser or whatever, you know, chances are the people that are serving it don't know whether it's a Maine lobster or not. It's always going to be called a Maine lobster because when people see, you know, I just hear this over and over again, people hear the word lobster, they think Maine. It could have come from the Caribbean. It might be, you know, a lobster tail. So, you know, that's a really, what I'd say, a very, you know, kind of a complex issue that's developed because of the nature of the name lobster and the nature of the industry, which has been fairly fragmented. And I think it's going to take some real, on our part, to try to work towards some kind of a better quality assurance, which is the brand promise, right? If we make that promise, we need to deliver on it. So it's a good question, and no easy answer there, I don't think.
I'll look forward to the answer at your next presentation.
Yeah, we'll have it nailed right down to two words, yeah. Yes.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Representative Winchibets.
I'd just like to make a comment. When you said what is a Maine lobster, I think it would be quite fascinating to ask the local people to give their individual opinion on what the Maine lobster is to them, and especially the kids. I was thinking of my school district and, like, the town of Frederick and Bremen. I'd love to hear their stories.
Yeah, it's great getting local information. I know one of our board members, when we were talking about the sweet lobsters being one of our, you know, our key points on the flavor, he said, I don't think that's sweet. So he went back to his business and asked the next 100 people that came through the door what they thought of the flavor of Maine lobster, and apparently most of them said sweet. So then he was on board with us for that, so...
You know, this is something too that I think is a piece of this from my point of view. You know, just it's just been tradition that you know, it's partly supply and demand, but that I think that the softshell lobster is an undervalued product, and I think the last thing we want to do is to diminish the product, you know, the value of a hardshell product. What we want to do is to boost, you know, the value of the softshell product, and I think that, you know, part of that is to make, you know, have fishermen stop referring to it as junk, or, you know, I mean, we need to change the industry conversation. I shouldn't say it. That's right. But quote, you know. So I just, you know, I think that there is some, you know, part of what we're doing is to change the conversation at all levels.
Representative Perry.
Yeah, just real quick on that point. I had a couple of my small places down by me when we had the big glut, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Instead of doing culls or junk or whatever, it was processor grade.
Yeah.
And by doing that, there was all the talk about the processors on the news every day. They had people coming in and started to say, I want the processor grade.
Yeah.
Because then they're taking it home and processing it.
Right.
And but by doing that, you kind of took away from, like you say, junk or culls or bullets
or
whatever.
Be using.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how I had a couple of my places literally put it on their boards as processor grade. And by doing that, that year, one of my places never dropped below $4.99 a pound on chicks. They were able to keep up the price the whole all the way through the fall because they were doing their processor grade at $3.99. And did chicks and two claws all $4.99 and up, which added price to the product.
Let's boost the value of everything.
Right.
Yeah. Right, especially when we're hearing from customers that they like this flavor. This is the flavor that they're seeking, and it's got the benefit of, if you're looking at a whole lobster, being easier to eat, which is great.
Right,
and
asked,
even for chefs, we found that even with chefs, they were saying if they're processing themselves in the kitchen, they would much rather have soft shell even if there's slightly less percentage of meat because it's so much easier to crack them.
And you don't get a shell mixed in with the meat.
Right.
Yeah. Senator Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, yeah, we're, I really, first of all, I want to say this has been great. Give us a picture of what you're working on. I'm impressed with where your effort is focused. I think it's all going to be positive for the industry. And I think that we need to get the whole industry thinking that we're on the same team here and stop trash talking each other. When you get to those, just how we describe our product, it's got to, you know, all recognize the benefits of lobster in different forms. So, and the quality program and the flavor that people like and all of, you know, the brand is important. And I particularly appreciated your comment about not driving down the value of hard shell, but driving up the value of soft shell. I think this is the sort of effort that's going to, from what I see in the discussion and the answers you provided, bring the industry together to do positive things to the value that our product has to people, as well as everyone's recognition out there of that value. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming. Frank, be careful on the way home. Watch out for the potholes.
Yeah.
I did have a conversation with DOT about Route 15 today.
Well, you know,
I didn't get any promises.
I was going to say that's perennial.
Well, I didn't get any promises, but I did have at least have a conversation. So thank you very much. And right on time, we have a work session starting at 2 o'clock. And
great. Well, thank you very much
for
having
us. Thank you all.